you beautiful, chaotic, courageous humans. It is one hot weekend and it's a happy Sunday to you. Welcome to episode 5 of the Esteem Scene Show on Southend City Radio, where your inner critic takes a nap and your inner cheerleader throws glitter. Today's show is like a big, warm bubble bath for the soul. We're talking self-care and self-love, not in a fluffy, one-size-fits-all kind of way, but in a real, raw and human kind of way. The kind that meets you where you're at, whether you're thriving or just surviving, whether you're in your dressing gown or your power suit, whether you've just finished saving the world this week, or even if you've just managed to crawl out of bed and take this Sunday nice and slowly, this is the one for you. And here's for our first song, a real old classic. Here we go. Bringing you memories back there with It's a Beautiful Life by Ace of Base. And it is a beautiful life most of the time. So what does a beautiful life really mean to you? And what does it mean to take care of with yourself when life is fast and loud and messy? And where do we go to refill that cup that we keep pouring from? How can we turn every day into moments of little rituals of kindness for the person who's always with us, which is ourselves? We're going to dive into the senses now, because loving yourself doesn't have to be boring. It can be fun. So grab yourself a coffee. It is time for the Coffee Dense Challenge. The one, the only Coffee Dense Challenge. Ta-da! So this week we're not just coming to our senses, but we're actually using our senses. We're going to call it the Five Sense Soak. This week's self-love mission is to run a bath or a shower. Something you enjoy, not just for hygiene purposes and keeping lovely and clean, but actually as a full body thank you letter. We're going to engage all five senses. So you're going to need to take about an hour aside through your week, this week, to actually fulfill this Coffee Dense Challenge of the Five Sense Soak. So with touch, as you run your fingers over your skin, as you normally do to clean yourself, doing it really quickly because you've got to pop into the bath, pop into the shower, get out and do stuff. Not this time. This time we're going to massage our feet, stroke our arms, activate the pressure receptors that signal safety to your brain. Circular motions with your thumb on the bottom of your feet really relaxes you. Find the tension in your body, your shoulders, your jawbone, the sides of your head, the temples. There's reasons. You know, we're not just into bubbles, but actually neuroscience and biology and the body's own spa wisdom. So this kind of touch and this kind of massage reduces cortisol, which is your stress hormone, and it increases oxytocin, which is the soothe and bond chemical. It's the DIY therapy through the skin. Smell. So your olfactory system, which is your smelling system, your nose, is directly wired to the limbic brain. Ah, we're getting scientific now. So that's the area controlling emotion and memory. So smelling things like lavender, bergamot, eucalyptus, they've all been seen to lower this heart rate and blood pressure. And this triggers your nervous system and puts you into rest and digest mode. Not just that, endorphins, lovely smelling candles, lovely smelling soaps and bubble baths and things like that. Honestly, they really do put you in such a good mood. Sounds. So, use soft music. Maybe your favourite songs. Songs that mean something to you. Songs that are satisfying and slow, maybe. Something just to chill you out, not to raise your blood pressure, just something to chill you. Now, you could even go a little more kind of therapeutic. You could be using slow rhythms. You could be using them at 60 to 80 BPM, which is your beats per minute. You can entertain your brave waves. You can be syncing your brain activity to calmer frequencies. So we're talking about things like theta music or binaural beats. These are something that you could always research before this Five Sense Soak. Sight. Well, dim the lights and soft the visuals and reduce overstimulation. We are overstimulated all the time. We look and even with what we're looking at and what we focus on, our brain is actually taking in everything around it as well. So candlelight, warm tones, soft glow and low sensory input. This will allow your visual cortex to relax, your eyes to get tired of processing chaos and just giving them a chance to just screen save that moment and relax and not be expected upon. Now, last but not least, taste. Now, I like a Prosecco or a coffee, depending on the time of day. I would like something really nice and satisfying to have with me in my bath. But you could be really well behaved and responsible and be sipping herbal tea. All these lovely, small, rich treats basically trigger your dopamine release. That's your pleasure and reward. So even the anticipation of tastes boost mood. So it's like the looking forward to having the bubbles in the bath, and not just the soapy ones, but the adult ones too. So it's not just about nourishment, but it's actually a form of presence. So this five senses, one bath, and complete scientific bliss. You're not just taking a soak. You're hacking your biology to remember how good it feels to care, and especially care about you. So I'm going to play a couple of songs for you now, which might assist you in your sound senses for your five sense soak.
Makes me wanna lose myself. Makes me wanna lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts rest of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, and how low I felt for so If you knew how I wanted someone to come along and change my life the way you've done. Feels like home to me. Feels like home. Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from. Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where dark, there's a light. If you knew how much this moment means to me,
and how long,
I've waited for your touch. Feels like home. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from. Feels like home to me. Feels like home.
Gooey, gorgeous, beautiful, sound-sensitive songs. Lots of S's today. Okay, so going back to self-care. Self-care isn't just a luxury or a bubble bath buzzword. It's a radical act of preservation. In a world that's constantly asking us to give and to go and to perform, self-care is how we whisper to ourselves, you matter too. It's not selfish, it's survival. It's how we refill the well so that we can show up. For our families, this is for our dreams, this is for our communities, this is for every place we need to be and how we need to be for them. From a place of like fullness instead of depletion, true self-care honours your mind, your body and your spirit. It's how we remind ourselves that love doesn't have to come from the outside. Sometimes the deepest love is the ones where we learn to give it to ourselves. The reason why I've chosen this subject this week is because I did exactly this. After an extremely hard, agitating week, I had the longest bath, just really warm, relaxing my very aching muscles and relaxing my mind, and even the smells of the lotions that I used after the bath and the way that I moved very slowly and relaxed from the bath to the bedroom to just even the way I dried my own hair was just relaxing. It was that I'm going to look after myself moment. See, when you don't make time for yourself, it actually really catches up with you fast. Stress builds. Your body stays in fight or flight, and before long, you're going to be burnt out, snapping at people, or on the other way, completely numb. Your sleep, digestion, mood, all of it takes a hit. So you stop enjoying things. You forget even what you need. And what's the worst part? Well, the worst part is you get so used to running on empty that you actually begin to think that's normal. But it's really not. It really isn't. You know, your body will start screaming what your voice won't say, what your thoughts won't say, and what your time schedule won't allow you to have the time to say. So this pace isn't sustainable. No matter how much you think it could be, I, for one, am absolutely so bad at this. I think I can continue on and on and on and on and on, and I have underlying health conditions, and I fool myself all the time. So this time is so important to you. So if you keep pushing, something will eventually give. It's either your health, your energy, or your joy. Self-care isn't a luxury. Actually, it's survival. Without self-care, we slip into the habit of saying yes. Actually, we mean no. We're rescuing others while abandoning ourselves. And it's a habit of overgiving and overfunctioning and overlooking our own needs. And it quietly chips away at our boundaries, if there are any. So this is a habit that we need to break. And we're going to break it from today.
Yeah. First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Let's hope you're a believer and a believer in yourself. So I'm going to get a little stroppy with you now. And if you know this stuff, it's fine, but obviously it's cementing and confirming everything you know. The thing is, a lack of self-love often shows up as these shaky boundaries. As you heard, you're breaking the habit and you're now a believer. But when you don't believe you're worthy of rest, respect or peace, you actually start saying yes when you mean no. You're letting things slide that scrape at your soul and you start shrinking into small spaces and try to fit in those spaces that you've completely outgrown. So boundaries aren't about being mean, and this is something that I'm going to go into great detail for next week. But for now, I need to tell you they're about being meaningful. They say, I value myself enough to protect my peace. And that is radical self-care. I have taken a long time to... Not only I've set my boundaries, and these boundaries are extremely strong, but this inability to rest is something I really struggle with. And if you know me, you know that this is a massive struggle. It's not easy to dedicate that time to self-care when your priorities are caring for yourself in other ways. But unfortunately, you are outstretched, overworked, and your priorities aren't in the right place. and you think if you keep working, you keep trying, you keep pushing, things will get better and you'll have that time for rest and self-care. It's not true. Take it from me. I made the mistakes. And in fact, it was, as I said before, Friday that I had this beautiful bath and relaxed and thought, actually, this is what I need to talk about. So let's just get one thing clear, crystal clear, about boundaries. They're not barriers, okay? They're bridges to healthier connections. And that's healthier connections with the people around you and a healthier connection to yourself. When you set your boundary, and in this case we're talking about taking time for oneself, you're not being difficult, cold or selfish. You're being self-respecting. And a boundary says, this is where I end and you begin. It protects your energy, your peace, your time and your truth. So without boundaries, you're actually a sponge for other people's chaos, soaking up dysfunction and losing your sense of self. And I mean it when I say this because I've been there. Setting boundaries might make people uncomfortable, okay? Especially when they have benefited from your lack of boundaries. They're all rubbing their hands going, oh, she's amazing. He's amazing. We can ask him anything and he'll do it because he always says yes. It's not good. So setting boundaries doesn't, it might make people uncomfortable, but the actual discomfort isn't yours to carry. So if they've got a problem with your boundaries, that's a them problem. And that means you need to let the burden and the guilt of that go, because that was their problem from the moment that they overstepped. You are not responsible for someone else's reaction to your self-respect. Boundaries are a radical act of self-care, okay? And they're how you teach the world how to treat you. So really, it's self-love in its pure self. So we're going to take some time for reflection. So while we do that, we're going to have a couple of songs. And I think they're all very much relevant and rather good ones. So enjoy.
You wanna know? Skies are crying, I'm watching, catching teardrops in my hands. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper.
When the walls come down. found surprise are we? Now there's nothing in the way.
Three glorious songs back to back. That's Running Up That Hill, Skyscraper, and Walls by the Kings of Leon. Now, I bet you were questioning my song choice. I bet you were. every show that we do, you know, I try and make the songs relevant, the lyrics relevant. And I bet you're wondering, why on earth is she talking about building boundaries and then she's playing Walls by Kings of Leon, which are about bringing down the walls, when the walls come down. well, it leads me on to actually talking about the relevance of it. So, when you build your boundaries, well, actually, guess what? The walls come down. Okay? We have walls that go up and they don't ask to be there. They just happen and they block. They block and they go up and they build up and up and up and up. When we're hurt, when we're scared, and we are just too tired of letting people in. We're too tired with the disappointment. We're too tired with the hurt. And up goes these massive walls. I'm sure Rapunzel would be impressed. But actually, what I'm trying to say is, with the building of these boundaries, you don't need a wall. Because these boundaries, you communicate. This is who I am. This is what I need. This is what I will and won't allow. There are no walls. They can break down. They can crumble. They can fall to the floor with a great big bang because you don't need them. Because you've taught the world what you will and won't allow. And it's their problem. It's their problem if they don't respect them. It's their problem if they can't see why you need these boundaries in the first place and how they're crossing them. Walls isolate. Boundaries connect. It's mad, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. And boundaries are something I also struggled with. You know, I come to you as a confidence coach, not because I'm telling you what to do, but because I've been here. And at some point in one of the episodes, I'm going to explain why I'm here. Why I have the right to tell you what to do. Why I have the experience to tell you what to do. And I promise you, you'll probably be surprised. So when you start finally honouring your boundaries, and I'm still learning boundaries, still, and I've been doing this for many, many years. So you realise you're strong enough to protect your own peace without shutting the world out. So let's talk about these changes. So when you change boundaries and you make boundaries, and I have been there, I can't say that by making my boundaries better, I can't say I haven't upset people. And I haven't changed. And I haven't worried people with this change. It's like it's like taking stabilizers off a bike. People are used to you being a people pleaser. People are used to you being overly kind, overly nice, overly reliable. And then all of a sudden you take the stabilizers off of making you who you are. And all of a sudden you're wibbly and wobbly, and sometimes you fall off. And this is part of the issue of tact you will go through, because it's not easy to be tactful whilst you're changing. And changing is one of the most uncomfortable things that you can do. And self-care isn't always cute. It's like wearing a woolen jumper in July, like today. Oh, can you imagine? It's itchy, sweaty, and you're questioning your life choices. And this is why people give up, okay? Because they can't take the nasty itch before the shift, okay? But the truth is, the discomfort is the doorman to your next level. Okay, in my head, I'm hearing Super Mario Brothers. But apart from that, you know, you've got to sit in that wiggly, weird, nasty, awkward, rough space long enough for the magic to crack through. Growth doesn't come wrapped in lavender tissue paper, my friends, and you should know better than this. So it comes in joggers with messy hair and a sudden urge to delete all your social media. Oh my God, I've been there. I don't like joggers, but you know, a lot of people do. But I have been there. I've been there when I didn't want to do my hair. I've been there when I didn't want to go out. I've been there when I wanted to delete all my social media and give up all the projects that I'm doing and give up giving. Give up. Because my boundaries are pants. They were. I wanted to give up with people, because people to me were a disappointment, because actually they don't take accountability. They're not considerate back. You, I'm give with no return. So I keep trying to improve these boundaries of what I give and what I take back for myself, not from others, but giving the same love that I give others to myself, back to myself. So all I'm going to say to you is ride it, don't flinch. And just breathe through the moments, you know, just get through them. Whatever you have to do, whether it's one of the things that I really, really feel better with when I'm going through this uncomfortable shift, nothing's working, everything's going against me because I'm making this massive change. I put music on, and I put it on really, really loud, because obviously I'm neurodivergent. If you didn't know that, well, there we go. But I'm sure most of you who know me know that I am neurodivergent. And the voices are quite loud. So if they're all shouting the same thing, these voices of my own saying, you can't take this anymore, you have to change, and I start doing the change, it becomes a bit much. So I will fill my body, my brain, my soul, my vibe with music. Usually it's soundtrack music, because it's got that wonderful brass and orchestra sounds, and you've got the dirty guitars on the top, and it just fits my grinding soul at that point of time. So imagine, all right, it's tacky, but let just go with me here, but let's look at a butterfly in a cocoon. A butterfly's not comfortable. How can that be comfortable? Twisted and turned into some kind of small thing when you're massive and you're growing and you're growing out and you're bursting out. That cannot be comfortable. I don't care what you say. But this is a cocoon moment. Try saying that quickly. A cocoon moment right before you spread and sprout the metaphorical wings. Or at least get out of the bath feeling 30% more alive. See what I mean? So let it be awkward, let it be itchy. Transformation is not always Instagrammable, but it's actually real. So these things that I've been asking you to do, the confidence challenge, the bath, the senses, everything else. And you know what? You can take these things further. You really, really can take these things further, because other areas of self-care, you know, just have a look in all of your ways of life. Could it be a walk? Could it be, I don't know, an ice cream on the seafront? Could it be a moment in the garden? Could it be a good book? My challenge for you is the shower bath with your senses. But you can add things, you can do things. And don't worry, I'm not checking up to see if you've completed the confidence challenge. That's up to you, totally up to you, but it's an option, and it really, really is. So, as I'm saying, it's not just bubble baths and candles. It's the soft landing after the very hard decisions, the very hard week, the graft. It's in the way you breathe deeper when there's no one watching, in the way you choose silence over explanations, and in how you let your own hand rest on your own heart and whisper, "I've got you." Self-care isn't pretty. It's messy, raw, tear-stained. Sometimes it's choosing to rest instead of reply. That's a big one. You don't always have to reply immediately, unless it's an emergency. To nourish instead of numb, and to say enough when you need to say yes. So, as this episode closes, I want you to light a candle for yourself, the kind that flickers in quiet defiance and sacred return. It may take you a moment just to be maybe fully and wholly and unapologetically you. And I use these words regularly, the unapologetically you, because actually that's what you need. It's the authenticity. But it's the unapologetically you. Okay. So here we come to the end of our episode 5 of the Esteemed Scene show. If it was your first time with us, welcome. And you can catch up on all of the shows from 1 to 5 on www.southendcityradio.uk. And also check out our other shows on South End City Radio. We have the morning show. We have other shows. We have the glitter show, sending you out in style on a Friday night with the wonderful Lady O and her camp classics. You have the local sports show as well, keeping you up to date with the scores and the local teams, and also which teams are taking on people as well. So that's always good to know. So I've been your host, Emma Jane Beaumont, and you've done enough for today, okay? So let self-care do something for you. If you are interested in having more information, or you want me to cover a topic that I haven't covered yet, do give me a message on the social media pages, or go to, as I say, the website, which is your www.southendcityradio.uk, and send me a message, talk to me. Also, if you've got questions, talk to me. So let self-care do something for you, okay? Now, don't forget, it's hot. You've got to look after yourself. You've got to look after your animals. Be safe and drink lots of water. I don't like water really, but drink lots and lots of water, and ultimately have lots of fun. So also don't forget to love yourself a little lots. And be that from yesterday, from tomorrow, and certainly from now on.
Saw the sun begin to dim and felt that winter wind blow cold. A man learns who was there for him when the glitter fades and the walls won't hold. 'Cause from that rubble what remains can only be what's true. If all was lost, there's more I gained, 'cause it led me back to you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight, let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on.
Champagne with kings and queens, the politicians praised my name. But those were someone else's dreams, the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers, a crazy speed of always needing more.